A word for you from Titus chapter 2 verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Now, this was written to Titus, who was from Crete, and the Cretans were known, and it is repeated by Paul, as being lazy and being liars. Well, you can be sure that with laziness and lying went many other sins. And so Paul does make it very clear about the sins which they were to depart from. Not just Titus, but those whom he taught, but starting with him. Now, it is wonderful that Paul says that God's grace has now appeared. He repeats this theme, of course, in many different ways. Now, in the beginning, we might say, well, yes, of course, God's grace has appeared in the form of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Of course, Jesus appeared on earth. He lived and died. But it's not just his appearance in Bethlehem, but all that he did, all that he said, but especially what he accomplished on Calvary in his death and his resurrection, which becomes for us the grace of God, God's undeserved favor, his mercy. Now, although it is true that God's grace has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, it is only by his grace, his revelation of this, that makes it to be real to you and me. Akusizi ukuthi uJesu wafika walethinsindiso kubo bonke, kodwa wena usutholile yini lensindiso na? Have you personally received this salvation? And then, if you truly have, you cannot say it's because of my upbringing and my church, but you will also admit with a grateful heart, it is because of the grace of God that has appeared to me, not just 2,000 years ago in Israel, but God's grace has appeared to me now, and it appears to me every day. It is changing my heart. I'm so thankful for it. I'm a believer because of the appearance of God's grace for me and for you.